Number 96. The experts do not agree on how many languages there are in the world today. Most reference books give a figure of 4,000 to 5,000, but estimates have varied from 3,000 to 10,000. To see why there is such uncertainty, we need to consider the many problems facing those who want to settle on an accurate figure and making it impossible to say what counts as a language. Even today, new peoples, and therefore languages, are being discovered in the unexplored regions of the world. But only a few new languages are likely to be found in this way. And it is much more common to find places where we know about the people, but we don't know what language they speak. We often assume that the people speak one of the known languages in their area, or a dialect of one of these languages. But when we check, we find that their speech is so different, it has to be recognized as an independent language. In these ways, the number of known languages in the world is steadily increasing. But, in another way, it is falling. If we want to consider a language as living, there must be living speakers who use it. But in many parts of the world, it is by no means an easy matter to determine whether native speakers are still living, or if they are, whether they still use their mother tongue regularly. A language can die remarkably quickly in the smaller communities of the world. When the Amazon region was explored, many new languages were discovered. But because of this discovery, they soon died, as the Indians' culture was swallowed up by the culture of the West. All traces of a language can disappear within a generation. A tribe that speaks its own language can split up because of politics, or may lose members because the young drift away to the cities, or because people die of new diseases. In the 19th century, there may have been over 1,000 Indian languages in Brazil. Today, there are fewer than 200. In most cases, the distinction between language and dialect is fairly clear-cut. Though English speakers sometimes have a hard time communicating because both words and pronunciation differ from region to region, no one disputes that there is a linguistic unity that all speakers identify as English. People feel more certain of this because there is a standard written language with a common literary heritage. But sometimes the nation does not coincide with the group of people who understand each other's spoken language. This may occur when two spoken varieties of a language are mutually intelligible, but for political and historical reasons, they are referred to as different languages. For example, if we simply consider which groups of people can understand each other, there are really only two languages in the countries of Scandinavia. But the Scandinavian countries have distinct national identities, and as soon as we take into account such non-linguistic criteria, we have to recognize at least five languages. In such cases, political identity has to be treated as being the same as linguistic identity. The opposite situation is also quite common. Sometimes we find cases where people speaking different varieties of speech cannot understand each other. But for political, historical, or cultural reasons, these varieties are nonetheless called varieties of the same language. From the viewpoint of the spoken language, the many hundreds of dialects in China fall into eight main groups, whose speakers are more or less unintelligible to each other. But speakers of all these dialects share the same written language tradition, since they have learned the system of Chinese characters. Using that system, they can communicate with each other. Despite the linguistic differences, therefore, Chinese is considered by its speakers to be a single language.